Hi, thank you for calling the Roundup Helpline. My name is Jaden. What was the name of the person?
Hold on, give me 1 second, sir. Diamond
No.
Keith.
I'm
Hey,
sorry.
how you doing? And what's your name? What's your name? Paul. Thank you. I'm sorry. Now, what did you say, sir?
So thank you for calling the Roundup Helpline. My name is Jaden. What was your first name?
Diamond Keith. Oh,
How'd you spell?
Diamond. Diamond is my first name.
How'd you spell the last name?
DIAM. Keith, KEITH.
Okay. Perfect. And I just want to let you know this is on a recorded line. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Roundup lawsuit?
Yes.
Perfect. And did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
You said, did I get one?
Yeah, do you currently have an attorney
No.
assisting you?
No.
And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation or advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm?
Yes, I'm sure.
And then, if I may ask, after being exposed, did you spray the Roundup product yourself?
Yes.
And after spraying Roundup, what were you diagnosed with, if I may ask?
Non-Hodgkin lymphoma, if that's how you say it.
Yeah, I'm very, very sorry about that.
Okay, thank you.
Have you, if I may ask, have you had more than one type of NHL diagnosis, or was it just the initial one?
Just the initial one.
And who would
I
be
mean, they
filing this
took
claim?
all kinds of tests.
Sorry?
I said they took tests. I do know that they took CAT scan, they took blood tests, and they took a biopsy that became po that was positive. So that's when they came out to be non-Hodgkin lymphoma.
And how long ago was this?
Probably I got diagnosed in August the 12th, 2023.
August 12th, 2023, you said.
Yes.
Thank you for confirming again. I'm very, very sorry about that. We would be filing this claim for yourself, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And you said the date was August 12th, 2023.
When I got diagnosed, yeah.
And did you spray Roundup at home, work, both?
Yes, at home in my garden and in the front yard and backyard.
And do you have the home address that you sprayed Roundup at?
Huh?
Do you have the home address that you sprayed Roundup at? Like the home address?
Yes. 2613 Cloud Court, Decatur, Georgia, 30034.
And that was Decatur, Georgia, 30034.
Yes.
Awesome. And then I'm just going to read the full address back to you just so I know I have this correct. I have 2613 Cloud Court, Decatur, Georgia, 30034. And did you spray Roundup at any other locations or just that one?
Just that.
And did any of your colleagues, neighbors, or anyone else that you know ever also spray the products or have a similar experience?
I think I did tell my sister or like one of my cousins really about it, and she had tried it and to use it. Because we thought it was helping us kill the weeds, but I guess it really wasn't. I guess it was hurting me.
So your sister or cousin may have used the product. Were they ever affected in any way?
I think so. I don't know. I haven't talked to her. I haven't been talk I've been sick trying to get myself back together.
Got you. I'm very sorry. She doesn't know if. And do you have a birth certificate for yourself?
Yes.
Perfect.
Yes.
And overall, how many hours of exposure would you say that you had to the spray in your lifetime?
Probably like three, four times.
So how, I'm so sorry. So how many years of exposure? So how many years have you sprayed Roundup?
I've been spraying it since 2010.
Okay, so about 13 years.
Yeah.
Okay, got you. Thank you for confirming. And have you sprayed Roundup for at least 10 days or more?
Yes.
And the phone that we're speaking on is...
No, I only
phone?
Sprayed it like 3 to 4 times a month. I'm sorry.
Okay, and so overall, would you say that you sprayed for at least 10 days or more?
Probably so.
And the phone that we're speaking on, is this a smartphone or a landline?
This is a smartphone.
Okay, and then just to confirm one more time, you did spray Roundup for at least 10 days or more. It doesn't have to be consecutive, but you did in general spray for 10 days or more.
Yeah.
Are you a resident or are you a client? I'm so sorry. Are you a citizen of the United States? Sorry about that.
I am.
Perfect. This next part is just for medical purposes. I have to ask if you have any history of the following. If you do, just let me know. Any HIV or AIDS, organ transplant, autoimmune disease, hepatitis B or C, Epstein-Barr, rheumatoid arthritis, lupus, diabetes, cancer requiring chemotherapy or family cancer history, anything like that?
I had to have chemo for the lymphoma.
Was there any other cancers that would have required chemotherapy that aren't including the NHL? Sorry.
No, not that I know of.
Okay. And any family cancer history you wanted to, or you could put down?
No.
Okay. And then first name was Diamond. What was your middle initial?
D.
Okay. And that was D-I-A-M-O-N-D. Middle initial was D. And then last name was Keith. K-E-I-T-H.
Uh-huh.
Awesome.
Yes, sir.
And then can you confirm your gender for me, please?
A female.
And are you currently married?
No.
And then can I have your date of birth, please?
7/17/83.
Is that 07/17/1983?
Yes, 7/17/1983. Yes, sir.
And then we do require a social for medical and HIPAA purposes. Could you provide your full social?
252-558605.
And so date of birth I have is 07/17/1983, and the full social I have is 252-558605.
Yes.
And if I may ask, how did you first learn the connection between Roundup and your injuries or cancer? So how did you first learn that spraying Roundup or being exposed could lead to the cancer that you were diagnosed with?
Due to all the tests, and I told them, they asked questions like, what was I using? Did I have, you know, from whatever they were seeing, they asked me, what all was I using and what have I been doing?
Okay. Her doctor asked if she used it. And when did you first become of it or first become aware of this? So how long ago did you realize?
I just realized it in August the 12th. That's when I got diagnosed. It started affecting me in June.
Okay. So maybe...
Having night sweats, couldn't breathe.
Oh, wow.
Pain.
Jeez.
Yeah.
So I'll say that you first became aware that you could have been diagnosed with cancer from Roundup around June of 2023?
Yeah.
And then for medical... can I have your height and weight?
I'm 5'6". Weight is 260.
5'6", 260. And then, can I have a full email address?
DiamondKTH@gmail.com.
And then primary phone number I have on file is 678-371-1286.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And this is a mobile phone, correct?
Yes.
This next part, we're just going to go over your usage and exposure to the product. How many times per year did you say that you used Roundup?
Like 3-4 times a month.
3 or 4 times per month? Okay. So about 36 times per year, 3 to 4 times, or
probably,
yeah.
Yeah, we can say around there.
Okay. And did you spray Roundup for at least one full year before your diagnosis? So were you spraying in 2022?
Yeah.
And when did you say that you started spraying Roundup?
Started using it around February 2010.
And when did you say you stopped spraying or you stopped using the product?
August, when I found out what was going on with me, when I found out that I had lymphoma.
Got you. And was it applied seasonally, yearly, monthly?
Monthly, during summer only, really.
And was how was it applied? By hand sprayer, backpack, tractor with hoses?
Spray bottle.
And were you using any protective gear when you were spraying the Roundup? It's okay if not.
What you mean?
Did you use any protective gear when spraying the Roundup, like gloves, mask, head goggles?
No, not really. No. Just spraying. I didn't know all this was gonna happen.
I see. And again, I'm very, very sorry. Where did you apply to, and how big of an area was it applied to? Was it like a home garden?
Yes, a house garden.
Okay. And what state did you use the product in?
Georgia.
Okay. And then what was your exposure? It was only residential, correct?
Yes.
Did you ever use it for work or agriculturally?
No, just really at home. Me, my house, my grandma's house, I spray around my grandma.
And you were first exposed to Roundup through home gardening, correct?
Yes.
And how were you exposed? Was it indirectly, directly?
I guess directly.
And did you personally spray Roundup yourself?
Yes.
And how, these next couple questions are going to be very easy. How often were you present during the application of Roundup?
Every time.
Got you. And how many exposures to Roundup would you say that you had in your lifetime?
I guess probably about 13 years, huh?
About 13 years of exposure.
Yeah, you could say that. Since February.
And so how many exposures would you say that you had? Like 100, 200, 50?
You could probably like 100, or I don't know. I can really just name off the top. 3 rounds per month for 5 months. I said 3 to 4 times a month during the summer. So I say.
How much do you remember using it? Like, do you like 100 times, 50 times, 200 times?
I really can't say offhand.
Just to the best of your knowledge, it doesn't have to be exactly. Just.
I really, you could say 100, probably 100, probably 50, 100. I'm really, lost.
Yep. Yeah.
On how many times.
Did you ever live near a water well?
No.
And did you get your water from a well ever?
No.
Perfect. And have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides?
No.
Have you ever been exposed to benzene?
No.
Awesome. Have you ever been exposed to
To who?
Agent Orange.
Well, no, I don't know what
Agent,
that is.
Yeah, it's mostly military. It's okay. It's that's perfect. If not, what type of roundup was it? Was it a concentrate, premix?
Concentrate.
And then where and when was the roundup purchased? Like a Home Depot, Lowe's?
Home Depot.
And it's okay if you don't have any. Do you have any purchase information, proof of purchase, pictures, credit card receipts, any roundup in your possession? It's okay if not.
No, not that I know of, no.
Okay, and have you ever smoked?
No.
Perfect. Are you currently employed, if I may ask?
Work from home.
Okay, and then can I have your current employer name?
Oh, I work from home from, it's Emory.
Emory.
Emory Healthcare.
Emory Healthcare? Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Emory Healthcare GA.
Georgia.
Emory Health. And then the address I have online is 1364 Clifton Road, Northeast. No,
yes.
Northeast. Atlanta, Georgia.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
You work directly from there, but you work from home?
Yeah, I work from home.
And then what is your current job title?
Patient access.
Patient access?
Yes.
Okay.
They call when the patients call and
what were you saying?
I'm listening. Go ahead, I'm listening.
Have you lost any time off work because of the surgery or related to your condition? So because of the non-Hodgkin's, have you had to take any time off work or has it been kind of easy because you're working from home?
Yes, I really took darn near whole 2023 off.
Oh,
I just started back and I'm only working part-time really now.
Had to stay home the entirety of 2023 since your diagnosis?
Yes. So what, since August, so I've been basically, because I was in and out of the hospital before, and then August when I got diagnosed, I was really home.
Okay. So I had to stay home a lot of August and can continue to only work part-time?
Yes.
Okay. Continue to work. And again, thank you so much. We are almost done here, so we should be done soon. And have you ever been in the military?
No.
And then this next part is just claims and court cases. Have you ever been involved in any other lawsuits?
No. Hey, the front desk is...
Yeah, right there.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
And have you ever filed for a disability or workers' compensation claim? Hello? Hello?
Yes, I said no. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, you're good.
Give me
sorry
one second.
That.
I walked away from the phone.
No worries. You're good. Just let me know.
Okay, give me one second.
Sure.
Okay. All of it?
Yeah, and I'll throw it. But the high school stuff has to go over there.
Okay.
You just want to set up the camera.
Oh. Hello.
Oh, hi, Diamond.
Hello. Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes, perfect. We are almost done here. I'm just going to continue through. Should be like 5 more minutes, okay?
Okay.
Have you ever filed a disability or workers' compensation claim?
No.
This is us.
Have you ever filed for bankruptcy?
This is us.
No.
And then for other than minor traffic offenses, like parking tickets, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
There you go. I'm Paula.
Paula, okay. Have a good one.
Those two can go to high school.
Okay.
Thank you.
Some of your
yes. Thank you. Have a good one. I mean, what you say, sir? I do apologize.
You're good. No worries. So other than minor, is this a good time to continue? Hello?
Hello? Yes.
Perfect. So other than minor traffic offenses, like parking tickets, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
Oh, no. That's it.
Okay, perfect. And then the next or last part is just medical questions. Can I have the name of the doctor you were diagnosed by?
My doctor was Dr. Johnson.
I can't hear you too well. Is that I'll try to turn it
hold
off.
Hold on.
No worries.
It's me. I'm almost here. Hold on. Okay. You said my doctor that diagnosed me is my family doctor, Dr. Darrell Sherrod.
How did you spell the last name?
Sherrod, Sherrod.
Out of Georgia?
Uh-huh.
Or do you know which hospital he practices out of?
This was at a doctor's office. The person who did the surgery and everything, I know what surgery he came from he came out of Piedmont Medical, Eastside Medical Center. But the doctor that diagnosed me is just like a family doctor. I have the address if you would like it.
It's for Dr. Darrell Sherrod out of Snellville, Georgia.
Yeah. He's in Decatur, Georgia. He's in Decatur, Georgia.
Decatur, D-E-C-A-T.
Uh-huh.
Just 1 second.
He's at 4153 Flat Shows Parkway.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, I found that one. Just 1 second. I'm going to put all this information in, then we'll probably need to go. Just one second. And then, do you know the name of his hospital? Is it family? Do you know the name of the hospital?
No, I don't know exactly the name of it.
Family practice physician?
Yeah.
I mean, we have the address, so that's okay, but I'm just trying to find the name right now. If I may ask, from your personal experience, how has being diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma affected your life?
Oh, my God. It really has affected a lot. With my kids and everything.
Oh, wow. And then, family stress or just ways that it's affected you? If you had to
everything
take time off work
is family stress. Yes, family stress. You know, put a damper on my household. You know, due to I couldn't work. You know.
Okay. And again, couldn't work. And then family stress.
Yes.
Scared of the diet. Scared.
Scared. Hold on, just a little more.
I understand. You did not know how the procedure. Do you have medical records on hand that would indicate the cancer diagnosis and type?
Thank you.
The hospital doing good night?
I'm Kim.
Yeah, have a good day. You said, do I have who?
Do you have medical records that would indicate the cancer diagnosis and type?
Yes, the hospital does.
Okay. And that was, do you know which hospital has it?
Piedmont Eastside.
Piedmont
Eastside. Piedmont Eastside Medical. Piedmont Eastside Medical Center. 1700 Medical Way, Snellville, Georgia.
Okay. That's another address?
Yeah, that's where I was hospitalized. That's where I got my treatment and stuff from.
Okay. Just one second. And then the phone number I have is 770-979-0200.
Yes.
Awesome. Perfect. And then what type of treatment did you receive for the NHL diagnosis? I heard earlier you were saying chemotherapy.
Yeah, I had like 3 rounds per month for about 5 months. Then I had surgery in August the 15th. I was only hospitalized for 10 days.
Hospitalized for 10 days. You said surgery as well?
Uh-huh. That was when I had the surgery.
Okay. So chemotherapy, surgery, radiation?
Yes.
Was there a stem cell transplant?
Did I have a whole stem cell?
Yeah.
Yeah, I had, I forgot the name of it. I think it was, I think it's something like that, but I really forgot the name of it.
Okay. And then can I have your full primary address?
2613 Cloud Court, Decatur, Georgia, 30034.
Okay, I see. Same address as the spraying or the exposure address?
Yes.
I'm just going to read this off to you really quick. I have 2613 Cloud Court, Decatur, DeKalb County, Georgia, 30034.
Yes.
And then for this last part, we do request an emergency contact number just in case something unfortunate happens to you. This means we can continue for your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period of time. This precaution helps prevent any disruptions in your case. We found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. Mm-hmm. The emergency contact, do they live with you or not live with you?
I have an emergency contact that would live with me.
Okay. And then do we have permission to contact this person?
Yes.
And then can I have their first name, phone number, and relationship to you?
Her name is Amiria Ramon. She's my daughter.
Oh, got you. And then how did you spell it?
A-M-E-R-I-A.
I-A? Perfect. And then, her phone number.
404-226-6044.
Perfect. I'm just going to read you background information of Amiria at 404-226-6044, and that is your daughter. We would only reach out to her if we couldn't get a hold of you for an extended period of time, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm going to send out our attorney documents. Just one second. As soon as these are signed, the attorneys are going to reach out to you within 24 to 48 hours, so get these signed as soon as possible. I'm just going to read off some of this info back to you.
Okay.
For the... Sorry, just one second.
I'm listening.
Flash rules. I'm just going to read off some of the critical information, then I'm going to get these off to you. The primary number I have is 678-371-1286.
Mm-hmm.
The date of birth I have on file is 07-17-1983.
Yes.
And the full social I have is 252-55-8605.
Yes.
And then for Diamond D. Keith, I have the email is diamondkth@gmail.com.
Yes.
Okay. The documents are coming your way right now. As soon as you have access to them, just let me know. When they come through, it's going to come through as a link. Just click on the link and then it's going to ask you to continue and then review and act.
Okay, it just came.
Perfect.
And you said just hurry up and go on and sign them documents?
As soon as you can, yeah. The attorneys will reach out to you within 24 to 48 hours of them being signed. We do have to walk you through it during this phone call, so if you have any questions, just ask me now so you're not left with them later without me there.
Well, I can't look at them right at this moment because I'm driving now. Can you call me back in probably like 20 minutes? I'll be able to stop. I'll be just done driving. I'm finna go vote. That's why.
You said you're driving right now?
Yes, and I'm finna go vote.
Okay. Is there any way I could wait on the line and then you can access them within like the next couple minutes? We do have to walk you through the first couple documents. It should take like 5 minutes at most, but we do have to walk you through them.
You gotta give me it's gonna be a minute. Just give me a second or two.
No worries.
It's gonna be a minute though.
No worries. Just a minute.
Okay.
Or actually, yeah. So if I can, if you want to access them whenever you get a chance, and then sign them, and then give me a call if you have questions, that's fine too. Would that work?
Yeah, I can call you back at this number.
It's not going to be at this number. It'll be a 9. How long would it take right now? Are you saying it'll take like a few minutes?
Probably about 15 minutes.
And okay, so again, like the documents, they're like, it's like a 5 minute page. Is there any way you could just look at it right now and then we move from there?
I can't. Not right now. I'm driving.
Okay. All right.
If you could call me back in like 10 minutes, I could be able to. 10 minutes.
That's fine. Yeah, that's fine. 10 minutes is fine. I'll give you,
okay.
I'll go on a quick break and then I'll come back, give you a call. It'll come from a 949 number though. Is that okay?
That's fine.
Okay, perfect. I'll call you back soon, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Yep.